Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello!
Hello, not you,
Jess. My intro, you always ruin it. People go, oh, I love the intro. Not anymore, they don't. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. I haven't got to you yet. No. It's not all about you. Okay. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside the magnificent, the well-oiled, the very knowledgeable... Yeah. Ex-England
it's a veiled
international
attack at me.
100 club member.
Veiled attack.
Darren Bent.
Why do you do it every time I come here?
There's nothing I can do about his wiki page. You've got a tiny wiki page, didn't you?
Oh, mate, honestly.
Anyway, Jay, do you want to do your little intro?
Has anyone seen Ali McCoist?
Ali McCoist, eh? Well. In case you don't know, more on that a bit later on in the podcast. Anyway, we begin with the fallout from Robert Page's Wales. Failing to reach the Euros after losing to Poland. Oh, Jay, you're nasty. Jay, you're nasty. I'm just glad you didn't do your nonsense.
Has anyone seen Tom Jones?
No, he didn't.
Gavin and Stacey.
He didn't.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Can you hear me, Zeta? Your boys don't win hell of a beating. Have you heard me, sheep? Have you heard me, sheep? Your boys don't win hell of a beating. The Ministry Preachers. Nath Cannell. Have you heard me? The boys from the valleys. The valleys. Your boys don't win hell of a beating.
Finished?
No.
Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
There's a big boom. Piatek, right-footed, comes up and he smashes it into the net. And Danny Ward goes the wrong way. And that means as Dan James makes his walk up there, it is 5-4 to Poland. Here live on TalkSport, Dan James is a shorter run-up. He's just preparing himself, taking a breath, taking a moment. Szczesny bouncing on his line. The Kandenstam hold their breath. And it's saved! It is saved by Szczesny! Dan James puts his hands on his head. Wales absolutely dejected. Dean Saunders holds his head. And it looks absolutely devastated. David Brooks is on the pitch. Kiefer Moore with his hands on his head as the referee makes his way to the sidelines. And there is applause. Applause around the stadium from the Wales fans.
TalkSport Daily.
TalkSport Dean Saunders, former Wales and Liverpool striker, is joining us now from Cardiff. Dino, you made the point there. He made one change. He put Johnson alongside Wilson. He took off Brooks. You said there that Brooks had an injury and he started more up top. The thing that struck me about the game, and I've got to say, I was watching mostly England, but the one thing that struck me is how toothless both sides looked. Both sides, really, you could make an argument, didn't deserve to get to Germany in the summer.
Well, I thought Poland, we've all been in the dressing room when the manager comes in and said, this lot are there for the taking.
Yeah. Mm.
They're waiting to get beat. I think if we'd have scored first, Poland would have caved in. They would look like they're in an ageing group. They don't come back when they go a goal down. History tells you that. Lewandowski didn't look the same player that I've been watching. And yeah. I mean, today he didn't really have a chance. So took his penalty well. But the questions are going to be thrown at Robert Page. Should you have started with Kiefer Moore? Or should you have kept the same team? Why did he change it? Why didn't you bring Aaron Ramsey on? Why didn't you bring Ramsey on to take a penalty? Why did Nathan Broadhead come on and not take a penalty? So these questions, when you lose, they're going to be chucked at you as a manager, and he's going to have to face that in a minute. But I could actually be physically sick right now. I feel that bad.
Yeah. Dina, we're going to get the line. Stay with us. Andrew is in. He's a Cardiff fan. Andrew, good evening. Welcome to the show, my friend.
You okay, boys?
Andrew, have you been to the game?
Yeah, heartbroken. Got it.
Okay.
This is too early for that. Come on,
Andrew, you've rung the wrong show, mate. These two are taking the mickey.
Dino, don't put me in. I'm not complicit.
They don't care about us.
Oh, no, I do. I've got empathy.
Let Andrew speak.
I can't understand what page you've done tonight, to be honest with you.
Mm.
Do you know, you just summed it up for me. They're going to be sad in that change room tonight. Johnson, Kiefer Moore, Dan James, everybody. And they're just going to be thinking, how will we not score tonight? Defensively, this campaign, we've been excellent. All right, we had a slip up against Armenia and whatever. But defensively, we've been cracking. How did we not go out there tonight and win that game?
What's your view on Aaron Ramsey not playing, the most experienced player in that squad?
Rambo's been carrying an injury for a long time, haven't he? You know, I'm a Cardiff fan. I watch him.
But in a one-off game like this, if you know what I'm saying, in a one-off game like this, don't you want that man in the middle of the park?
But is he fit enough to be on there?
Well, he played 18 minutes against Cardiff, against Swansea for Cardiff at the weekend.
Yeah.
And he didn't look right. But
no.
He's probably thinking, I've got Ampadu playing, Jordan James playing every week. I mean, I maybe have brought him on to take a penalty.
I brought him on right late in the game.
In injury time, yeah.
TalkSport Daily.
Onto the fallout of Gareth Southgate's Three Lions drawing. We're Belgium, live here on TalkSport Wembley.
Pickford launches it. Dunk trying to get on the end of it. Has managed that. Another header blocked forward. Watkins on the left-hand side of the area can keep it alive. Pulled back by Maddison. It's back in the end. And with the last kick of the game, England have tied it up.
I had a tweet from a guy called Luke who said, when it was 2-1, late in the second half, he said, surely you cannot defend Southgate after this snorefest of fixtures. I can understand why people wouldn't have enjoyed the Brazil game. There was no fluency to the game. This one tonight, though, I thought was a really intriguing game. And there's a couple of ways of looking at this game tonight. When you're properly analysing it, I mean, Gareth, you could say, is managing expectations to an extent, but I would say that there are a couple of ways of looking at it. Two individual errors for the Belgium goals. With a second or even a third choice back four on the pitch at the time because of all the injuries. John Stones went off early in the game. That's what lost it, or would have lost it for England. Further up the pitch, though, you look at Maynou, Tony, Bowen, Foden, all positive. So you can look at it that way and say a couple of individual errors with a third choice, second choice, back four, or you can just hammer Gareth Southgate. And it depends what you want to do, because if you're hammering Gareth Southgate like you did on Saturday, saying, oh, he needs to let the hand break off. From what I was looking at, Stuart, Maynou was very advanced in his position in midfield. Declan Rice was the only sitting midfielder. And I was listening to the breakfast show this morning. They're saying, you've got to let the hand break off. You've got to have one sitting midfielder. That's all you need. Well, he's done that tonight, and it's cost us at the back, but we've looked better going forward.
Well, I'm not sure the fact that we only played one holding midfielder really cost us. It was an individual error by Duncan, an individual error by the goalkeeper with his clearance. Literally as clear as that, that's cost us two goals, sadly. But there was so much good stuff. I like the way that we were playing through the thirds. I like the way we were playing forward passes, especially the second half, and getting turned and playing little 1-2s. I thought Belgium managed to get blocks to keep our goal scoring prowess down and done quite well with some of the blocks they got on the end of. But in the main, I think there was so many more pluses than minuses within this performance.
Jude Bellingham with that late goal, I think he's going to be in the squad for the Euros. He might just scrape in, yeah?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
As long as he stays fit. Listen, I've been around at international level at this stage of the season, and I can tell you something. It's horrific for an international manager waiting to go into a major tournament, looking at the league fixtures pan out, and you've got your fingers crossed no one gets injured.
TalkSport Daily.
Gareth, it felt like a really positive end to what's been a really difficult camp. I saw the celebrations between yourself and Steve Holland when Jude Bellingham's goal went in. Was that a little bit of relief, delight? What was that?
Well, delight, because we felt our performance deserved at least a draw. We knew with the profile of players that we had, we could be a little bit open. It was a game where I thought our attacking play was very good. We created more chances than we have for a long time. Use of the ball was excellent. Players that came on had a really big impact. But of course, with the much lower level of possession that Belgium had, they nailed the chances that they created. So we were vulnerable on the transitions. It wasn't easy for us. Their midfield, Tielemans, he took up a position. We wanted to be brave. We turned the ball over on the edge of their box a few times, and so we had the reward for that, where we should have scored. But then when they played through our press, he was free, and that did cause us a problem.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, more than 1,000 English football hooligans will be forced to surrender their passports to the police for the duration of the Euros under tough new measures to tackle violence at major tournaments. Simon Jordan is fully behind the idea.
I tell who's going to go there as well, the Italians. We've seen some of them recently, haven't we? They're going to be there too. And the Spanish aren't much better at times when they're behaving badly inside football stadiums. And the Germans as well. And the Dutch. Right, so it'll be all of them.
It's not just unique to English fans.
Are their countries doing that? Are the Italians putting banning orders on football fans and stopping them from travelling? Because I would say that we should be applauded for having the forthrightness and the determination to eradicate things that most people with a sensible mindset would say is a blot on the landscape of football.
Hawksby and Baker were joined by a Premier League 100 Club member, Dwight York, to settle the debate over who's the best backup for England striker Harry Kane.
So, is it Oliver Watkins or Ivan Toney? Q, Yorkie.
I just think so. I've had a flake, mate, earlier. I've had no more chocolate, mate.
Yeah, if you put a flake, it's impossible to melt a flake.
Can't do it.
How weird's that?
I know. Do I like four-fingered Kit Kat?
Do you?
Yeah. If I have to do Twix,
yeah.
Would you have to be with one finger or two fingers?
I would refuse both. If I was going to have a cup of tea, I was a bit tired.
Yeah.
I'd look at you. Say you own your own confectionery store.
Yeah. Don't say you're going to go Toblerone Stinks.
No. Okay. I would look at you and I think, you know what I fancy for Candy right now? Four fingers. Maybe a gobstopper.
Watkins is the one for me at the moment. I mean, I've watched him very closely at Villa. His movement is good. He's getting some goals in the back of that as well. So with all said and done, Toney has come back into the fold and doing reasonably well. Mm. But I think if you got to be honest, I think I would say the boy Watkins is the one at the moment is probably just edging. So, you know, there's still a lot of games to play, and we'll see who finish even on a higher scale that they are on at the moment. But certainly Watkins is the one who seems to be edging at the minute. If you were to pick someone currently on form now, Watkins would be the one.
Now, here's my Drive Time co-host. Oh, yeah, I love Benny. Darren Benny. Claiming that Raheem Sterling could still make Gareth Southgate's squad for the Euros.
What?
I know, he was drinking yesterday.
He hasn't had a good season, Raheem Sterling. Too indecisive at times. His final part of when he's at Chelsea, the final little bit, the final third, he's at the minute, he's picking the wrong option, not the right option. The penalty situation in the last game, he's at the minute, it's just not happening for him. But I think Raheem Sterling, if you look over his career, he can catch fire really quickly. So he'll get one, then two, then all of a sudden, he goes on a run. So I wouldn't say the door's completely shut for him. But if you're being honest and being fair, which Gareth Southgate's shot himself in his own foot, because he spoke about, I don't really like to pick players on form because you can't just do that. But then he left out Raheem Sterling because he said his form wasn't good enough.
TalkSport Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend.
But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
TalkSport triumphed at the annual Sports Journalism Association Awards. There were winners for Jim White and Simon Jordan. We never hear the end of that. And best live event for the Women's World Cup.
However, though, Ali McCoist failed to retain his Best Pundit of the Year award.
Oh, no. Cue Jason trolling him on the Sports Bar.
Good evening, this is the Sports Bar with me, Jason Cunningham. We need to start with some breaking news. Has anyone seen Ali McCoist? Glasgow Rangers! Gordon Ramsay! The wee man! The wee man! Can you hear me, women? You boys took one hell of a beating! Ibrox! Has anyone seen Alec McLeish? Alan Brazil's dog! Hugo! Laser Quest Glasgow! Wee Viv! Jeff Stelling! Roxy Bear! Battered Mars Bars! Can you hear me, Mars Bars? Can you hear me, Mars Bars? Can you hear me, Mars Bars? You almost took one hell of a beating! Brian Loudrup! 55 SPF titles! Ali McCoist! You took one hell of a beating! Can you hear me, Christy? Can you hear me, Christy? Ali McCoist has failed to retain his SJ title! We want to hear your thoughts. 03717 223 34. McCoist in or out? Yes or no? You know the answer. He's out!
I don't see Jason Cunney's name anywhere in that, do you?
That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Fair play.
Yeah,
exactly. I've looked, I've actually read in the bottom of the script and I can't see a Cundy, I can't see Onis O'Hara. There's nothing down there at all.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing down there. No, I messaged right, he wasn't there. In true Hollywood style, he was somewhere else in the world and he picked up his award and he thanked everybody. But I sent him a wee message and he got back to me. A worthy winner, Jeff. A worthy, worthy winner.
Yeah, you'll be coming for him next year.
I'll be back. I'll be chasing for him. I mean, not a mention. I go on the podium. I'm walking away with a bronze medal, right? But that's not enough for Cundy, and I can understand why.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, where we get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive Time today. Looking back on those games,
what game, Stinks?
Last night.
What game?
Oh, the England game and the Wales game.
A bit vague, Stinks.
Huh?
A bit vague. Well, are you happy?
Well, Jay, we are recording these links at 7:10 before either game has started. I'll tell you what you could do, Jay, before we go.
Go on, mate.
Have a look at my curly whirly.
Yeah. Steaks for a Wambo.
Yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Wake me up before you go there, mate.
That doesn't mean anything, Jay. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send
my soul sky high when your loving starts. This has been TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.